Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news video, DIY style again, we're going to talk about why WWE made the Bloodline implode at Night of Champions. We've got the potential reason that Brock Lesnar smashed Cody Rhodes at Night of Champions. After that, three AEW stars have pulled out of Double or Nothing tonight. And finally, wrapping this one up, we're going to talk the ex-WWE stars and WCW stars more notably, who are a bit fed up, a bit frustrated with a new piece of merchandise. I'm Andy, this is the news, and first of all, we're going to talk the big story coming out of Night of Champions, which is the sort of implosion of the Bloodline. So, obviously, in the night's main event, and hey, look, spoilers, by the way, obviously, in the title and the video, so you've already clicked on it, I don't know why I'm saying this, but Night of Champions spoilers are going to be all over this thing. Simon Miller's got the ups and downs up already. You want to check that one out. There's also a post-show why on this very topic. All kinds of interesting content to get through today. But we're going to talk some reports on what happened when Jimmy Uso super-kicked Roman Reigns right in his big bloody face several times. Jay, of course, was conflicted. He had to be basically led away from the ring by his brother, who was like, it's us now, it's just me and you, this guy's never looked after you, I would never do to you what he did to him. Not those exact words. And this, of course, led to Solo Sikoa getting pinned and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens retaining the Undisputed Tag Team titles. Why did WWE do this? Well, the roadmap appears to be coming together a little bit here. So basically, there's a worked wrestling tweet from a couple of weeks ago that was talking about how WWE may look to do the Usos versus Roman and Solo at Money in the Bank. Well, that was a couple of weeks ago, and guess what? That is now a distinct possibility because of the way things went at Night of Champions. The Bloodline blew up, they've imploded, all of that stuff. We've also got Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio here talking about how WWE is going to move on to do Roman Reigns versus Jimmy Uso, potentially, he thinks. And then after that, Roman and Solo versus the Usos. So that roadmap would appear to be the reason that we've had this big implosion last night, rather than saving it for a little bit later down the line. Now, obviously, it was an extremely well-received angle. Got over huge online, in the building, pretty much any other places that fans exist. And it certainly had the impact that WWE were looking for. Also with this, they've given themselves months of potential stories. Like Jimmy match, obviously, with Roman. The tag team match. You can do a Solo split and he can feud with Roman. You can do Solo versus his brothers in various scenarios. You can go back to Jay versus Roman, maybe for the title again. That, of course, was one of Roman's first big feuds when he won the belt in the first place. Just like months and months of good stories to go through. And it should keep them stocked up for, I don't know, maybe till WrestleMania next year. Who the heck knows? And of course, you got Cody orbiting in various places maybe later on too. It's exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting stuff, and speaking of Cody, here he is, getting his ass kicked by big bloody Brock Lesnar on Night of Champions last night. Yeah, this was a pretty one-sided match. Not a squash or anything like that, but it was a battering. Cody, of course, walking in with the broken arm, fighting through the pain, fighting through the adversity. Classic babyface stuff, the kind of stuff his dad used to book quite often. So it's cool to see that reflected through the generations, obviously. Brock just kicked this guy's ass. Cody had a bunch of offense. Like, don't get me wrong. It wasn't a complete steamrolling. But in the end, Brock seizing the arm and making him just kind of unable to continue was always going to be the outcome of this match. They teased it halfway through. Cody fought back, hit a couple of crossroads, but by the end it was like this. Brock won, Cody couldn't continue, he gives them an out, it's all good stuff. But again, from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, the reason WWE might have done this could have been, and he thinks this, he hasn't confirmed this, that maybe we're setting Brock up to face Seth the Chef Rollins for the World Heavyweight title. Now, Seth, of course, defeated AJ Styles to become the first World Heavyweight Champion last night. By the way, we're not continuing the lineage of the old World Heavyweight title, so it is a new belt. WWE said on their own website, first World Heavyweight Champion. So, there you go. Correct terminology. But yeah, Dave's kind of talking about it on Wrestling Observer Radio, noting that if possibly we're going to end up with Brock versus Seth, maybe at SummerSlam, maybe at Money in the Bank, there is the possibility that WWE might end up doing Brock versus Rollins at Money in the Bank in July, and then that would free Brock up, assuming he loses to Rollins, God forbid he wins, and would free him up to work with Cody again, because there's unfinished business between these two men after that finish, for SummerSlam, or maybe even later down the line. They noted that Brock is a good challenger, and if Seth can get by him, obviously that really cements him as a World Heavyweight Champion. So it all comes together quite nicely, I think. And if Cody had won this match here, Dave noted that WWE would kind of have to push him towards Seth again and revive that feud, but WWE doesn't want to do that at the moment. So it's interesting, I think. I thought this was just a great spectacle, this match here. No problems with the outcome, no problems with the way it went down at all. I thought it was good stuff across the board. And yeah, Brock is a credible challenger for anyone to beat. So if Rollins can get over him, it'd be a really good second step after the title victory over AJ, which was really good, in establishing this thing as not a secondary title. If they can have a good feud, good match, a good victory for Rollins. Look, it's going to feel secondary for a while. It's inevitable. It could have had the best build of all time, and it still would, because Roman has been untouchable for 1,000 days. Now is when the work begins to build this thing up. So we'll see where we land with it. But yeah, I'm here for Brock versus Rollins. I know we've done it millions of times in the past and it hasn't always landed, but it's a different world now. Seth is more over now. He's got the character. He's got the gimmick. He's immortal. He could lose 70 matches in a row and still get thunderous pops. I'm not saying he should do that, by the way. And also, Brock's been really killing it with this kind of edge to his heel character since he turned on Cody. So I think it's good stuff. What can I say? Let me know what you think, however, down in the comment section.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Right, we're going to move over to Double or Nothing. It's today. What a busy weekend we've had so far, and it continues. Three wrestlers have actually pulled off the card. And out of this match behind me, the Blackjack Battle Royal for the international title. They are Powerhouse Hobbs, QT Marshall, and Aaron Solo. This was done via a video uploaded to the QTV Twitter page. Hobbs pulled out and QT Marshall and Aaron Solo, stable mates, TV studio mates, whatever they are, pulled out in solidarity with him. So they're out of the match. But it was a curious situation that led to this in the first place, because on Rampage, the trio announced they would be in the match, but then they weren't featured on the promotional graphic. That one there that I've just shown. So it was like, what the heck is going on here? Now they've pulled out. No word on whether or not this was like maybe a mistiming or something. I don't know. We can only really speculate on that stuff. But they're not going to be in the match, just to clarify. And because AEW have already filled the 21 spots, that's probably not going to be a surprise either. Like, I don't know if you want to... too far. I don't know if you want to sit there and count all those faces. But yeah. So there you go. Three people off the show. I've gone the wrong way again. I need Adam Wilborn back desperately, but he's not here till Tuesday. God help me. Anyway, let's move on to our final story of the day. Let's talk about the NWO, right? This is a picture of a t-shirt, a Wolfpack t-shirt. On the left, you can see, maybe the microphone's in the way a little bit, but you can kind of see this is the photo of this NWO t-shirt that appears on WWE Shop, right? Will Washington of AEW, formerly of Fightful, received the t-shirt a couple of months ago, posted this photo. You know, it's a little WWE logo there under the NWO logo that's not on the website. That's curious. That's interesting. Well, Fightful Select have come through with a report on the matter, hearing that people in the NWO are actually a bit frustrated about this situation. Apparently, numerous former NWO members felt like including the WWE logo under the NWO iconography kind of undermines the spirit of the shirt. Of course, WWE's merch now is handled by Fanatics, who have been made aware of the situation and the frustration, I guess. Somebody actually contacted Fightful, a WWE star, after Washington posted the photo, the first one there, and talked about this whole situation, said there was a similar thing that happened with WWE Shop a few years ago as well. So that would presumably be before Fanatics came in. Specifically, WWE including their authentic wear tag on the merch and insisting that a bunch of shirts have text on the back as well. That's caused frustration as well. Apparently, people believe this negatively affects sales in some instances. Now, there was some consideration made in removing this WWE shirt logo thing from the shirt as a result of all of this, but there's no word on whether or not that's actually going to happen yet. So, hey, if you've ordered that t-shirt within the past month or so, I guess, and it doesn't or does or doesn't have the logo on the bottom, let us know. But yeah, weird little story here. I wonder who it is in the NWO that's like, hey, this isn't good. Hopefully it's not someone like Michael Wall Street or whatever. But hey... it's their prerogative, obviously, to go, why is the WWE logo on this WCW Stables shirt? Obviously, the NWO later arose in WWE, but, you know, not quite to the same impact, being polite about it. And they've had revivals there and stuff. They're supposed to be a rebellious, anti-authority group having a company logo on that. I can see their point. I can see their point for sure. WWE are probably like, well, we made the t-shirt, so we're slapping our stuff on it. So those are probably the opposing kind of views of this argument. But hey, cool. I mean, people can digest this however the heck they want. Doesn't affect me. But hey, listen, thanks for joining me for another one of these DIY AF videos. I'll be back with another one tomorrow. And then it's back to normal on Tuesday. We've got boys in the US. We got a boy in a field, Adam Wilborn, at the moment. It's stretched a little bit thin, but we're going to get through this. It's okay. Follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE, if you please. And you can follow me on WWE. No, not on WWE. Paige Shill. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Pay-Per-View Day, Part 2. And there's two of them as well. Never sleep. Sleep is the cousin of death. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.